Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Wednesday of the 50th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we continue our study of Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 125. Question 125. What is the fourth petition? Give us this day our daily bread, that is, be pleased to provide for all our bodily need, so that we may thereby acknowledge that you are the only fountain of all good, and that without your blessing, neither our care and labor, nor your gifts, can profit us. That we may therefore withdraw our trust from all creatures, and place it alone in you. In asking our Heavenly Father to provide for all our bodily need, and in trusting that he will do so according to his word, we also acknowledge that the gifts he gives us, and the needs he supplies, are inherently good. For he is, as we confess, the only fountain of all good. This was part of the argument Paul made in a sermon in Lystra recorded in Acts 14, verses 15 through 17. In his travels there, Paul had met a cripple from birth and healed him, and the crowd reacted by calling him and his companion Barnabas, Zeus and Hermes, manifestations of mythological Greek and Roman gods. Paul responded by saying, "Men, why are you doing these things? We are also men of like nature with you, and we bring you good news that you should turn from these vain things to a living God who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. In past generations he allowed all the nations to walk in their own ways, yet he did not leave himself without a witness, for he did good by giving you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness." The witness of the earth and skies, the witness of the seasons and the harvest, the witness of men being satisfied with food and gladness, is that God is the fountain of all good. As Jesus taught in Matthew 7, verses 8 through 11, "For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" Or, as James 1:17 tells us, as we saw in our last meditation, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." The gifts of God are good. This is vital for us to understand, because sometimes we pray for things, and when we do not receive what we asked for, we complain, or we think God isn't giving us the best of what we need. Yet nothing could be further from the truth. In acknowledging that God alone is the foundation of all good, we are acknowledging that what he gives us is good. What he gives us is what we truly need. What he gives us is truly good. It may not seem like that to us at the moment, or in our selfishness, or in him giving us something different than we expected, but we can know and trust that his gifts are good, and he gives them to us as a loving Father. All of creation testifies to this truth. As we watch the seasons change, as the earth receives water from the sky, as the plants and animals and birds and fish grow and are sustained by their Creator, he who is also known as Providence, the using of these things is to provide for his people. We have been given more than we can comprehend, much of which we take for granted as we go about our busy lives. But as we stop and offer our humble prayer to God Almighty, we are to give thanks as we confess that all we have that is good, everything from our basic needs to the luxuries we enjoy, everything good has come from the fountain of all good, God himself, that we might give him all glory. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.